Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest is Josh Kurtz, editor of Environment and Energy Daily on Capitol Hill and a columnist for Center Maryland. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joel.
Josh, you've been writing about this dust-up over wind turbines on the Eastern Shore and Patuxent River Naval Air Station in St. Mary's, and I have to tell you, it's a little confusing. Help me out here a bit. This wind turbine developer wants to put 25, maybe 50 wind turbines on some farm fields over in Somerset County, but it's across the bay from Pax River, and potentially could interfere with radar testing there, and the Southern Maryland delegation and General Assembly is having a conniption. What's going on here?
They're having a conniption. That's a perfect word for it. And so they've now put in legislation in Annapolis that would delay the wind farm project for 15 months. The problem is, according to the developers of the windmills, that would effectively kill the project. The wind developers have reached an agreement with the Navy. Not all parties have signed the agreement yet, but they've reached an agreement with the Navy that they would turn off the windmills every time Pax River wants to test its radar. And that seems to satisfy the Navy, but it doesn't satisfy the politicians. So I think there's sort of an element of political posturing going on here.
What is it that doesn't satisfy the politicians? I mean, why do they even need to be posturing?
Pax River is a huge economic driver for Southern Maryland and St. Mary's County, and there is at least a fear that if the turbines interfere with the radar, that maybe the Navy takes its radar business elsewhere and kills the local economy. But, you know, given the fact that there's an agreement out there that at least the Pentagon has told us they're satisfied with, it isn't quite clear why there's still all this posturing going on.
Let me try something here. You've got Mac Middleton and John Bohannon down in Southern Maryland, both
right.
Fairly powerful lawmakers and both Democrats in a fairly conservative area.
Right.
Could they be vulnerable and they're trying to make sure that they get reelected?
There's definitely a fear among Democrats that Bohannon could be vulnerable down in Southern Maryland, and he's probably been the most vocal of the state legislators fighting this wind turbine project. It should also be noted that Bohannon works for and is a protege of Steny Hoyer, the powerful House Minority Whip in Congress, who also represents Pax River and has also been kind of working to delay or kill this wind farm project.
The bill passed the House and is over in the Senate, and some people have been talking to the Senate about killing the bill?
Well, certainly environmentalists and some agriculture and labor groups are now starting to mobilize against the bill. They've sent a letter to all 47 state senators. They argue that not only could this kill this one project, but really a potentially very lucrative business for the state of Maryland if this thing goes through. Remember also that Governor O'Malley has made a very big deal about clean energy. He's environmentalists admire his work. He's thinking about running for president. He probably doesn't want to see this project get killed either.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks so much. We'll have to take it up again sometime.
Okay. Thanks, Joel.
For Josh Kurtz, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.